another dilemma came up recently. I'll just say a friend.
Someone you know.
Yeah, brought to attention something that I probably should worry about. And I'll ask the audience, I'll ask you guys in the room. If you get stranded somewhere and your cell phone's not working, who will you call? And more importantly, how will you do it? Because it hit me this weekend, I don't know anyone's phone number anymore. I'm serious.
Yeah. I only know a couple.
You know what? I used to be a freaking human Rolodex. I could remember everything. Like, I think I still remember exes from, like, 25 years ago, their number.
But chances are you have...
But I don't know the number of the person I don't know the number of the person I live with.
Yeah.
I don't know her number because it's in my cell phone. This has made me into an idiot. I don't know what I would do. 69187. Legitimately, or on Twitter, at Steve Cofield, at ESPN Las Vegas, at underscore Mark Seidel, at Adam Hill, LERJ. How many numbers do you actually know? If you needed to use a landline or someone else's cell phone and you didn't have your own contacts list, who would you call? I wonder if most of the guys in our audience know your spouse's number.
I do.
You do?
I do.
And is it 702 now? Or,
no.
Ooh. Yeah, I got no
still
shot.
540.
And you know what's great? I picked up on this over the weekend, and I still haven't gone to look at the SO's number.
There's really no reason to until you absolutely have to.
But there could be a situation. Your phone, you could be stranded with no cell phone.
What if you
can't power it up?
What if you got arrested? You had to call somebody from jail.
Yeah.
You ready? All I know on yours is the first three numbers, Mark. And I do know Adam's. So, Adam, you're getting the call.
That's fine.
I got nothing else. I don't even know my parents' phone number anymore because they moved.
I think you know people's numbers who've had them for a long time because maybe at some point you had to dial them back in the day.
But for me, back in the day is like literally the girlfriend from when I was 20. That doesn't do me any good now.
You know,
hey, what's up? 3,000 miles away. Oh, hey, yeah. Just so you know, I'm in jail.
Well, I
know
can call some, all my
I'm stranded
back
in
home.
The desert.
Yeah, I know some friends' numbers from growing up.
Locals.
Couple.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder, am I just like the complete outlier that doesn't know more than one number?
No. I mean, I'm
69187. Seriously, how many numbers do you actually know in the audience if you, without a cell phone, what do you do?
No, what I'm saying is I know people's friends' numbers growing up that don't have those numbers. I'm like, they're
really?
Childhood numbers.
That's awesome.
Like, I know some of them. I don't know anybody. I know nobody's. Like, one person.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of walking if I get stranded.
It's rough.
Or a lot of sitting in jail.
It's some of the conveniences of life when they're taken away make life very difficult.
I am an idiot.
We just had a caller who said, how is it possible that somebody does not know their spouse's number?
I don't.
You probably got the number one time and have never dialed it once.
Yep.
Never once have you actually dialed the phone number.
Answer that. So am I unusual? I do not know her number. I know the area code.
I don't think it's that unusual. Why would you ever need it?
Like we said.
No, I know, but I'm saying until you need it, why would you have ever needed it? You took the number down at one point, probably drunken at a bar or something. Well, not you, I'm saying people in general.
Yeah.
And then the phone has been in your computer, or the number's been in your phone, and every time you call them, you just hit their contact.
You know what's great
now?
If you ever have to fill out an emergency card, like whatever, an application or something, or you know, hey, emergency numbers. You look at your phone, you write it, you know, you write it out, then it's gone.
Yeah. I don't think it's that crazy to not know.
Remember that story we did like 3 weeks ago? Did we ever get to it? Where I know I had it on the list, but. There was a company that was offering like a work chip, like a microchip that you could put in your wrist and would give you access to the building and like food and everything. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like maybe I need an emergency chip. Like I need to be tagged like the cats. Yeah, my cats.
Return.
I have like, I think all three cats are tagged now. So if you find me somewhere.
Return me here.
What if you find you with one of the cats, then the cat's chip will work.
I will say with age, knock on for Micah here, whatever this is, that I haven't been stranded anywhere in a while.
That's nice.
But I'm not saying I've never not been stranded, because it's happened.
Oh yeah, of course.
Damn, you have friends who travel internationally, they just wake up. Like, what do they do?
We have a friend that woke up at a bus stop like 10 miles outside of London.
had no idea how he got there or where he was.
And he got,
what do you do?
He got lucky.
Without a cell phone, and no one's, and you're, and in that case, you're international.
And if you, I mean, the bigger thing is, like, obviously you can, you should have money, but if you've somehow lost access to your money, in that case, that guy had no money, didn't have his cards with him. Somebody paid for his bus fare back to the city. And then he found a way from once he got to the city.
Which is a 50-50 bet these days. Because everyone's so intolerant now of anyone on the street asking for anything.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks every person asking is legitimately scamming you. Like your lady at the Subway who asked for the same sub, you know, 2 weeks apart, same story. Although she wanted different drinks, right? She wasn't satisfied with your handout.
Yeah, and dessert. we got spouse, both kids, and one reliable friend committed to memory.